We're going to be reading selected excerpts from the article Peace in the World of Bala Sulam. We will continue.
שורש כל הערבוביה הרבה השוררת בנו אינו יותר ממידת הייחודיות המצויה בכל אחד ואחד מאיתנו, אם פחות ואם יותר.
Or more. Although we have clarified that it comes from a sublime reason that this attribute extends to us directly from the Creator, who is singular in the world and the root of all creations. Still, since the sensation of singularity has settled in our narrow egoism, it affects ruin and destruction until it became a source of all the ruins that were and will be in the world. Indeed, there is not a single person in the world who is free from it, and all the differences are only in the ways it is used. For the desires of the heart, for governance, or for honor, and this is what separates people from one another. But the equal side in all the people of the world is that each of us stands ready to exploit all the people for his own private benefit with every means at one's disposal without taking into any consideration that he is going to build himself on the ruin of his friend. It is completely inconsequential what allowance each of us gives himself according to his chosen direction, since the desire is the root of the intellect, and not the intellect the root of the desire. In truth, the greater and more outstanding one is, precisely to that extent, his attribute of singularity is greater and outstanding.
This is clear, yeah? It's talking about our ego. We understand it. It's close to us. The more an egoist a person is, why? Because he has received this desire from the Creator. And although this ego brings all the destruction, without the big ego, we cannot advance. Hence, he who is greater than his friend, his desire is greater, his inclination is greater, but he can be greater on the condition that he takes his inclination, his desire, and he turns it to in order to bestow. By that, he's great. But rather, he has to be first opposite the Creator, and then similar to the Creator, and the two are equivalent.
But the equal side in all the creatures is that each of us is ready to exploit all of them for his own self. So what has changed in the last 100 years? It's much worse.
No, he's saying simply that as humanity advances in history from year to year, from era to era, each and every one tries to exploit the entire world for his own sake and according to his own lusts and greed.
So what actually has changed in the last 100 years since he wrote it? Nothing. It's even worse today.
Of course. Well, has the world gone through a correction? No. It's still in the process of entering a greater and greater world to receive, and still doesn't recognize that it's a corruption.
You see what's happening today? What's happening today? It's like, how many do you have today? like a hundred, almost a million people have no jobs today in Israel. The situation is even much worse. It's getting worse. I go in the morning, out in the morning, there's no, I go come back at home, there's no solutions. So what's going on?
You're telling me, you built this society in this country, not me. I don't belong to the management of this country. You are in it.
You live here in this country. You see what's going on?
No, I don't live in the country. I live in the clouds.
But how we improve this situation? You have no solution. Each with his opinions.
I think that the first solution, that there are many stages, but the first step is to clean the government from people like you.
Certainly. How can we do that?
Oh, that's a problem.
Look at everyone in the government. You have there what's going on. It's unbelievable. Half the parliament is ministers, and then second to the ministers, and they're getting millions of shekels, and they're going like this, and they're...
So you have 120 ministers. What's the problem?
That's what happens. Each is buying a million and a half shekel of a car. The person doesn't have what to eat at home. I'm not joking. If you go and see what's going on, look at what's going on. The country is going bankrupt and no one cares.
What did you have before that in Yehuda Levi, in that street?
We had the Avodah Party, the Labor Party.
No, what was there before?
We had stores, everyone lived.
What kind of businesses? I guess there's no need for them.
I also say there's no need, but it's a fact that everyone worked.
What do you mean work? They performed work that was not needed. Now we're going to do it differently. We're going to put everyone at home. Everyone will study the corrections. How to behave nicely to one another, because that's how nature obligates us, and everyone will perform these collaborative actions, and it will be better, and they will make much more than before. No, everyone will be blessed. What did they do before? They made money off of one another.
No, they simply exploited one another.
Yeah, that's the meaning of making money.
The question is, how you see this? How today do we take this country to a situation where we won't be egoists and sit on the side and talk nonsense and people have nothing to eat?
The fact that there's nothing to eat, forget about it. When there will be nothing to eat, there are people wise enough for sure. For the time being, there is what to eat.
So what are you suggesting?
I suggest, I have nothing to propose. Thank God we have the upper force, and it's working on us, and it will do the work. We can do only one thing, to mitigate all these blows, to sweeten the blows that nature, meaning the Creator, is preparing for us, to mitigate them.
In dissemination, how?
Yeah, through the study, through dissemination, by going towards it, when changing. It's not a way. It'll be good. Toronto 1.
Toronto 1. Здравствуйте. Вы знаете, по социальным сетям я вижу, что после паники и какой-то,
I see that after a period of panic and some despaired cry, all of a sudden people on the networks in the world don't know what to do. They're in despair. But there's something good that I see, that they're starting to understand more. If they could do something, they can do it only together. That one person alone can't do a thing, but it demands...
We will learn from all those things. We will learn correctly. Sochi.
Подскажите, вот здесь сказано, что желание руководит мыслью, а не мысль желание.
It was said here that the desire rules the intellect and not the mind over the desires. How through the right thoughts, the right environment of people, will we be able to change our aspirations and desires of people? Nevertheless, the thoughts change.
Typically, in regular people, they are not aware of it, perhaps. but they are run by desires, and desires change the thought. Whatever I want, that's how I think. But if we're talking about corrections, and a person that's headed towards correcting himself, first it's the thought and then the desire. He manages the desire with the thought. PT 25.
To continue the answer to Tzvika, humanity built its systems upon what the systems that were revealed before it. And what they knew to do was according to what they saw. The factor like Corona, which is an unknown, they didn't know how to take that into account. What are the additional factors that humanity needs to take into account when it's building its new society?
Our problem is that we need to take into consideration that we are one system. That's something that was never before revealed. We talked about it, that we belong to one system, humanity is global, integral. This is all nonsense. It was only words. But now, the coronavirus is the first blow, that arranges us in such a way that makes us feel that everyone belongs to everyone. How? We don't know, but this is already what's happening. We feel that we are in one system, around one planet, everyone's facing the same problem. Everybody's got the same virus, the same diseases, the same problem. It's only the first blow of many. Just wait. Like it or not, we will reveal that we have no choice, but that we are interdependent.
Also now, humanity is built in a connection. There's international trade and all that, but nevertheless, something will happen in this blow of the corona and the next blows where it somehow comes from a source that we don't know how to take it into account.
This is the meaning of an integral blow. We're not integral, and that's why we cannot identify the source of the blow.
So what can humanity do? I mean, we understand what we can do, but what can humanity do? We can tell it that it needs to understand.
I have to learn what is the integral system and how do we need to operate in it.
We'll move to the next excerpt.
Yeah.
Excerpt number 13 from Bala Sulam, Peace in the World. Let us return to the matter of singularity in the heart of every person, which is poised to swallow the whole world for his own pleasure. Its root extends directly from the unique one to the people who are his branches. Here there is a question that demands an answer. How can it be that such a corrupted form will appear in us so as to become the father of all harm and ruin in the world? And how from the source of every construction extends the source of every destruction? We cannot leave such a question unanswered. Indeed, there are two sides to the coin of the above-mentioned singularity. If we examine it from its upper side, from the perspective of its equivalence with the unique one, it works only in the form of bestowal upon others. For the Creator only bestows and has nothing of the form of reception. He lacks nothing nor needs to receive anything from the creatures he has created. Therefore, the singularity that extends to us from him must also act only in forms of bestowal upon others and not at all to receive for ourselves. On the other side of that coin, meaning in terms of how it actually works within us, we find that it operates in the complete opposite direction, since it operates only in forms of reception for oneself, such as the desire to be single most wealthy person in the world. Thus, the above two sides are as far apart from one another as the East is from the West. This gives us the solution to our question. How is it possible that within that singularity which stems and comes to us from He who is unique in the world, who is the source of every construction, serves in us as the source of every destruction? This has come to us because we use that precious tool in the opposite direction, which is self-reception.
Meaning everything comes from the Creator. He is one, unique, and unified, and there's nothing more than that. And when He created our world to receive, we feel that same quality in our world to receive. Each one of us feels himself as... And that's the whole matter. By adhering to Him, if the singularity is clothed in the quality bestowed, it's the best possible thing. Then we are devoted to everyone. But if singularity is clothed in our will to receive, we feel ourselves as the greatest, worst egoists. And what's happening to us is what we have to correct, really. I see that info is ready to speak before us, and it's a sign the lesson is over. Okay. Material is not so simple. Evokes many thoughts in us, many feelings. I understand that everyone is in some internal vortex, a whirlpool. The world is also behaving accordingly, and it's a sign we're going through good states. Good states. The important thing is to release yourself from self-control and let the Creator rule you. Together we want to be in one boat, and He is our captain. Info.
Yes, we're going to go over our schedule for today, and then we'll hear an update from the technical team. At 10:30 there will be a writer's meeting with Rav. It'll be live broadcast. Of course, the topics that will be talked about today in the writer's meeting, they'll talk about the riots in the U.S., the educational system and Corona, and the issues that have to do with marriage and its deterioration. These are some of the topics. Then Oren Levy will start a program with Rav at 11:30 till 12:30 Israel time. And then our regular schedule, we continue at 1:30 a recorded Pticha lesson, and at 6 an evening lesson. It'll be a special lesson that will be given by our friends from Russia, so it's recommended to connect. And Itai. A short update, a request actually. Anyone who asks questions, so all those who ask questions, first of all, pay attention to the little red marker that appears, and only when you see the red marker you start asking. What's even more important is that when you complete asking, mute your microphone. It brings a lot of noise into the system. It creates feedbacks, both to the translators and to all other languages. Maybe you don't notice it, but it truly has an influence. So the moment you're done asking, mute your microphone. You want to continue asking? Unmute your microphone and continue to ask. And again, mute your microphone. That's it. Thank you very much. Good day and a song. Don't believe in myself, but I believe in you. I'm falling into myself, but I
I wanna draw to you. It's when we can stand together above our frozen hearts, I'm sure the light will come and make things right. We are the parts of the one man body, we are the soldiers of the light. We're gonna break these walls together and let the love free our minds. We're gonna burn like fire, fire in the one desire. Love is stronger than the dark side of life. Nothing else besides light, light and love, love and light, light. In the end, there's nothing else besides light, light and love, love and light, light. In the end, there's nothing else besides light. No matter what will come in our winding path, always watch your back. So let's just stand together, I'll hold you in my arms, and suddenly the light will come and heal the heart. We are the part of the one man army, we are the soldiers of the light. We're gonna break these walls around us and let the hope fulfill our lives. We are the part of the one man army, we use the guns, we load the tears. We're gonna break these shells around us and let the light come out of here. We're gonna burn like fire, fire in the one desire. Love is stronger than the dark side of life. Fire, fire with the one desire. 'Cause in the end there's nothing else besides light.
Don't believe in myself,
light,
but I believe in
and love. Love and light, light. In the end, there's nothing else besides light.
Don't believe in
light and love, love and light, light. In the end, there's nothing else besides light.
I don't believe in myself, but I believe in you.